Hello, long time no voice, but I've been poorly. But I wanted to talk about the way that my voice is absolutely a sculpture, a orchestra. Well, for goodness sake, my nose drips, drip, 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 drip. My, you know what, drips, drip, 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 drip. You know, in fact, it creates a different walk. And when you've got a sore bottom, you walk in a different way. I am a sculpture in itself. I'm a living sculpture. As I'm older, I just like walk in a different way. In fact, people probably think I'm dancing, but it's just like, oh, that's uncomfortable. Got to move that. Oh, dear, oh, dear. And then I'm thinking, I'm going in this little, like this all the time. You know, because I've got saliva and I dribble out of my mouth after eating, and with a bit of luck, I get a little bit of food landed on my in my brassiere if I was wearing it. And oh dear. And then I sort of like, you know, well, I think, well, that's secondhand helpings. And isn't it wonderful when you're old how everything redesigns itself? I'm actually a living, working progress sculpture. Every day I walk up and wake up and it's like, oh, moan. And then I look at my body and I'm thinking, well, that bit's a bit more hairy. I'm just like, poke around and that's definitely a hair that removes, and that's really basically your nostril. And then you think, well at the moment, because it's locked down, I'm, you know, hairy armpit, and you can sort of like see, if I can get my neck round, it's sort of like these sort of like droplets, because it's been very hot, of sweat. And I thought, well, I raised my arm up and sort of like see if the sun took the droplets, and I actually had a sort of like kaleidoscope image under my armpits, sort of like a rainbow droplet. One sense of smell goes, so you don't really smell your body anymore. You know, you look at your feet and think, well, they're a bit dirty, but don't matter. You can't smell it. Who can smell it? Does it matter? You live on, you know, got nobody around to smell it. Dog's not going to smell it. Cat's not going to smell it. You know. And I think just sort of like you've got to be confident in the fact that these things happen when you get older. Just go with it. Don't try and like cover it up. You know, I actually feel quite liberated that I am more hairy. And I'm also, you know something? I've got hairs on my fingers. Oh my God, and they're grey. And I was looking in the sun, shining on my hand. I mean, I've got those brown spots. It looks as if sort of like got splots of steps of some sort of, well, treading. I've been treading, or something's been treading and defecating on my hands and leaving a splotch. Certainly they've got diarrhea. But those brown spots just keep on pinging up like anything. And oh my goodness, look at my hands. I mean, they are tributaries of rivers. They're so wrinkly. Parts of wrinkles. I really like my wrinkles. I love my wrinkles. I love the way they sort of create tributaries to certain elements of my body that does not have a wrinkle. It's like it's suddenly sort of like going along my arms and my legs, making them way up or making its way down from my wrinkly neck, and sort of like joining up with another wrinkle in between my boobies, and sort of like going down. If you sort of like, you can actually walk, move around, and as you move around, you can make the wrinkles sort of wibble wobble, and it's quite a musical experience. My body is a musical experience. I just love being old. I love the way, also now that I really don't care, I sort of will still chat up. I mean, for goodness sake, I chatted up the dentist. I mean, you know, he was looking in my mouth. It was rather chronic, you know, because he was pulling out bloody teeth and infections. So it was like, you know, I mean, and I was looking into his eyes, and I saw myself going, fluttering them, like I was in some sort of like Jane Austen movie. Opportunists, when you're older, opportunities got to be taken. Well, I sort of like started a conversation about soups and delicious things that you can suck when you've got ice, you know, when you've got a tooth that's bloody. Ice cream was definitely out there. Ice cream is absolutely wonderful. I love the way that sort of like, you know, you can use your tongue to lick it, just a little bit, little bit, little bit. And you can hold it in your mouth for long enough, which is the story of my life, just long enough. And to, it also like almost goes from cold to warm when it slides down. And of course, then again, you get dots of it on your breast and your belly, mostly your belly, because you can see my belly beyond anything else. It's sort of like a mountain. I am a living sculpture. Please make a comment about how you think your body has improved by age, because nobody seems to contain it in some sort of like way that's so false. I think you should let it all hang out. That's not open, but let it all hang out. Yeah, let it all hang out. Listen to this. Bye.